welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And today it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. So I want to read you this quote. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. And I think this time of year, whether it be the holidays, the chaos that's maybe going on around you with busyness or in your family, especially when you get out of your routine, or some turbulent times maybe in our country, or some different things that are coming up that are new or scary or exciting, whatever it is, finding peace within that and choosing to know that peace is truly an inside job. And I want to talk about, you know, when we get into situations where there is overwhelm and fear and chaos, whether it be with family or things going on in our country, a lot of times we can jump on the ideas of what are going on around us and we get so consumed just with all of the noise that's going on. We don't even have time to listen in or to be reminded of what that little voice inside is trying to say. And I just want to remind everybody that the feeling of being upset, overwhelmed, busy, angry, frustrated is not a powerful place. While I think it's very important to feel the emotions that we're feeling and understand what they are and allow them some space to dissolve and maybe not fire off exactly how we feel, whether it be at a party or to our friend or on social media about whatever is coming up for us that's really triggering us, to give ourselves some grace and time and space and to really tap into the things that we know make us feel connected and powerful. And for me, that's giving myself space and time to pray. And I know that I recently have done this, just sat down in prayer and asked just to be able to love and connect in and really get connected back to that power place. Because I know that when I'm angry or when I'm upset or when I'm scared, I feel completely powerless, because that is not an energy from our main power source. That is absolutely not a source or divine or God energy. And getting back to that place of power and love is where we're going to get creative, is where we're going to come together, is where we're going to feel more compassion, is where we're going to expand and see what we're capable of. And that's truly the place that we want to get back to. And if we cannot find peace within ourselves, we're not going to be able to find it anywhere else. And inner peace truly begins the moment that we stop allowing the circumstances around us control our thoughts and opinions, and really know that if we connect into that higher power, that higher source, whatever you believe, you know, I believe in God, whether you believe in a higher power, Buddha, whether you want to call it divine source power, whatever that is, I just want to say it is a vital time to choose to strengthen your faith. a vital time of year to choose to strengthen your faith. And faith truly is a full-time job. We don't get to just choose faith and love when it feels good. We need to choose it and strengthen it when we don't feel good, when we are so uncertain. That is an opportunity for us to grow and expand and say, yes, I am showing up anyway. I have all that I need. I am supported. I'm connected to something more. Whatever is coming into my space right now, I am trusting that it is something that I can get through, or that is creating a bigger opportunity and window than we would have prior had. And this really applies to any time that we are not feeling peaceful, any time we're feeling uncertain in our lives. This is a huge practice to remember. So today, I just want to be your loving, gentle reminder to just sit in prayer. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some time. Allow yourself to feel it, but also remember that your power is going to come from when you feel that you are leaning towards love and faith, because I am powerless. I have zero energy. I can hardly get out of bed if I just continue to feed myself those thoughts that got me to that place in the first place. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. I just want to give you a massive virtual hug and just say, you are my brother. You are my sister. I love and adore you. I'm grateful to be on this planet at this time with you. It is no coincidence that we are all here reflecting whatever needs to be reflected to each other as an opportunity to be our best, highest selves and respect and love each other. So you guys have the best day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.